Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lowe's has all the supplies you need to get your home spring ready, inside and out. Shop Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Plus, renew for the season with select cleaning essentials for under $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
We have everything you might want for the end of winter. Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
The Burt Show.
So right before we started the show, there's already tension. There was already tension. Tommy made a statement and Katie almost jumped out of her chair and said, wait a minute. Now, this is not where we were supposed to go with this whole segment, but with this kind of passion, here we go.
I knew you were going to jump on this.
All right, so we come in here this morning and I've noticed that Taylor Swift is doing more interviews than I think I have ever seen her do before. She was untouchable before, so I've never really made a run at her to get her on the show, but now she's doing a whole bunch of different shows. None as small as ours compared to what she's doing, but why not? Maybe she'll throw us a bone. And Abby was saying the same thing. You've never seen her do so many.
I haven't seen her do this many interviews since 2019 when she released Lover, and that was kind of the last time I think she felt like she had something to prove. And then she was kind of just running off into the darkness with that artistic weirdo boy she was dating. And now she's out in the open. And I think, honestly, if I had to take a guess, I think she just wants to show off that fat rock on her finger. Now, I think she just wants an excuse to be like, look, I'm engaged.
Now, that's not the controversy here, but that really can't be the reason why she's doing
it.
If you're on her team, what do you think the reason is that they're like, you know what, this time we're going to do a media blitz?
I think because the last album she put out was so deeply personal that she's like, yeah, I don't want to answer questions about that. Whereas now she has this fun, I don't want to call it bubblegum pop, this really, you know, poppy love album about this guy that she's more than happy to talk about because he's happy to talk about his relationship. Her previous boyfriends and situationships or whatever have been very private. And I think she maybe didn't do press out of respect for them, where she's like, yeah, I can do whatever I want now.
I'm pretty sure like after 3 days, because I've been watching a lot of clips from her interviews, she's probably so burned out on the same questions and doing interviews at this point. Now she's probably like, now I know why I don't do these things.
Oh no, she knew what she was signing up for. You don't forget that quickly. It hasn't been that long ago. She knows.
So as we're talking about Taylor Swift, Katie comes in here to do her break, which was not on this. Tommy says what?
I, yesterday, saw Taylor Swift's video for The Fate of Ophelia. And I said, Abby, I dare say Taylor Swift is this generation's Michael Jackson.
Katie just took a big breath and closed her lips tightly and just shook her head ever so slightly, like, no way.
If you know how much I love Michael Jackson, I close to worship, I would say. That is a huge statement for me. But if you're looking at the Mount Rushmore of music artists from this generation, Taylor is the Abraham Lincoln or the, is George Washington on there? I think he is.
I think so.
Yeah, she'd be one of those two.
Stupid Americans. yeah.
Katie says she can't even dance. Have you seen the new video? She put a couple little bitty moves.
A little pop in the back. She can't dance.
You're mad because Beyonce works so hard Taylor outshines her every single time.
Don't you dare bring Beyonce, Giselle, Knowles, Carter into this conversation because I wasn't even going there. I wasn't even going to bring up Beyonce.
I have this same fight in the 80s between Prince and Michael Jackson.
I just want to remind you, Tommy, before we go really deep into Katie's part of this debate, is that your back is to her most of the day in that studio. She can shank you quickly, man. Quickly.
Hey, at least I won't know it's coming.
All right, so let's first go ahead and attack the Michael Jackson thing, and then he brings Beyonce into it.
Right. Okay. So what the reason why I was so frustrated when Tommy made that Michael Jackson reference is because when I think of Michael Jackson as an artist, I'm thinking well-rounded, everything that he did. Right. And Taylor Swift, she is a great artist. Don't come for me.
I have full respect for the Queen Beyonce. I'm over here just keeping my lips tight.
I do believe that Taylor Swift is a great artist and she does make good music. However, when I think well-rounded, she doesn't dance, right? Michael Jackson was able to bring that in performance. Creativity-wise, Taylor Swift made an impactful song that's not just about relationships or life. Like, Michael Jackson made Black or White. Like, he's making songs about, like, whatever may be going on in the world outside of regular music. That's what I think.
The cultural impact.
Mm-hmm. What other impact has the artist made as a whole? Ooh. So that's what I mean. When it comes to a real well-rounded in comparison for Michael, no. I don't think that. Numbers, okay, cool. But well-rounded, no.
Okay.
No.
She hasn't done We Are the World yet.
Yes.
Yeah. You said.
The problem is she tried and failed.
Did she really?
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. She puts out songs that aren't just about relationships. The ones that are just the most popular, the ones that the fans make big, those are the ones about relationships.
Got it. So for you, it's being well-rounded, like a triple or quadruple threat.
Yes.
So you say Beyonce is a better performer than Taylor Swift.
I would say that, but I wasn't trying to bring Beyonce in this conversation.
Well, concert goers would say Taylor Swift because she has the biggest selling concert.
Well, you have pivoted really, really.
Down there.
Yeah, you have pivoted very quickly. You went from Michael Jackson and now you're bringing Beyonce into this.
I know where she's coming from. Beyonce is her queen. Michael Jackson is my king. And I'm starting to see the rise of Taylor Swift as the queen of pop.
It's Britney, bitch.
Cassie just entered the studio.
Okay, whatever.
All right, so Taylor and Michael is what we're focusing on. Not Beyonce.
I'm not trying to make a comparison.
Okay.
Because I could go down that road.
You're the one that threw Beyonce in for no reason.
Well, I was comparing the two. Michael, Taylor. What Michael did, what has Taylor done? Compared? No. Well, not on the same level.
Nobody's going to get to the level of Michael Jackson. But what I said was this generation's Michael Jackson.
Let's think about that.
I was there in the 80s when you could not turn away. You couldn't turn left, right, turn around without seeing Michael Jackson.
You could say the same thing about Taylor at this point.
Everywhere. Mm. Yeah, I would say at this point, and you got social media. See, social media, Cassie, didn't exist. You weren't even alive in the 80s.
That's Katie.
Yes, I was. I was born in 85.
Oh, okay. 5 years.
You weren't sentient.
I mean, you would go to the mall, for example. And malls were big back in the 80s. Malls, not so much now. You would go by every single store, and every store would have something Michael Jackson in it.
I think that you could say the same thing about Taylor Swift right now. It's the exact same thing.
I don't know.
People get so overexposed.
What I'm saying is, it is close.
But I was just saying, how are you saying, I don't know, when you said that she is this generation's Michael Jackson?
Tommy.
You're doing it against yourself.
Yeah, and what I said was... Yes, she is this generation's Michael Jackson, but she will never get as big as Michael Jackson.
Look, I am glad this thing is coming to an end October 24th, because you can't work with that man anymore.
No, Taylor Swift.
That's it.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Did you guys see Keith Urban crash out on stage over the weekend?
No.
Oh, my God. He was crashing out. And honestly, I'm really trying not to like lean into the salaciousness of it all, because a lot of people are wondering if he's now relapsed on his addictions because of how concerning he was up on stage. So he was performing a couple of songs and just kind of getting into like this really angry headspace and ad-libbing all of these really aggressive words. Like he has a song that says, take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. And he says something like, take your records, take your freedom, take your memories and all your BS reasons. And everyone's just kind of in the crowd like, we're deeply uncomfortable. But there's also some other changes that have been made to his performances. So Keith pulled the song The Fighter from his set list, which is the song that we were just talking about last week, where he alluded to the fact that he might be dating his guitarist because he ad-libbed one of the words and put her name in it and said that he would be her guitarist or something along those lines. The song was, of course, inspired by his soon-to-be ex-wife, Nicole Kidman. So obviously it's going to make news when he changed the lyrics to focus on another woman. And speaking of his guitarist that people think that he's dating, Maggie Ball, she was actually absent from this most recent show. Of course, she normally is on stage because she's a part of the band. And they must have pulled her because of this whole controversy that she might be dating him.
So let me try to humanize this for just a little bit. I didn't see him crashing out, but now I see the headlines. So as a guy that's gone through divorce, and thank God nobody in here has had to do that, but also on a much smaller scale, had to try to come into work every day and perform publicly, Kristen will tell you how I was crashing out. I am not proud of the guy I was. When you are going through something that devastating and that emotional, trying to perform or even trying to just do your job in a cubicle is impossible. But when you're also performing like this and you got all of this inside of you, this anger and this hurt to go up on a stage, this makes total sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw me during that time. It was a mess, man.
It was not pretty. And it took a couple of months for like you to kind of like dig yourself out of that depression and like come back to us.
Drinking my ass off, coming in here either hungover or not being able to get out of bed or not wanting to get out of bed and listening to the show going, I just can't do it today. It's almost impossible to do. But, you know, you got a job to do, so you try. But being on a stage like this, this makes total sense to me. If he's starting to drink again and he's relapsing, anybody that's gone through a divorce knows about this period.
Yeah, it's devastating. And also when you have all these songs that are about this woman that you at some point loved and now you're going to be separated from them, you're going to be divorcing them. I mean, not to bring Taylor Swift back into the mix of it all, but I mean, I think a really good testament of how good of a performer she is she was kind of going through something similar at the start of the Eras tour. Like her relationship of 7 years was breaking up. And we will compare videos of her singing certain songs where she's literally like holding back tears and they're streaming down her face. And then you can tell when she's met Travis, because then she's like, I can sing this song, no big deal, because now I have fun memories to attach to it. Of course, at Keith Urban's most recent performance, people did notice that he wasn't wearing his wedding ring, which I feel like is kind of an obvious, well, duh, they're getting divorced. But I mean, this tour is continuing through October 17th, so he's got to wrap it up for another 10 days. It'll end in Nashville, which I believe is where he lives. So it'll be nice to get in his own bed and not have to think about it
if
anymore.
If he really is crashing out like this on stage, I wouldn't be shocked if you came in here one morning and said he canceled the rest of the tour.
I wouldn't be shocked either, but I hope not for his fans, because I mean, think about it. You purchase these tickets, you look forward to it for weeks or months at a time, and then all of a sudden it's like, gosh, dang it, did you have to get divorced right now?
Maybe this is a good conversation for later on in the show. Like, what did you have to do after something major like this happened in your life? At some point, you got to show up because it's business and there are people that are depending on you, but what did you have to go through that people didn't even know what you were going through?
Oh, that's a good question.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
There is an Animal Hall of Fame.
It's so precious.
Is that right?
The Purina Animal Hall of Fame. If you're like me and didn't know this existed, I am about to give you so many treats
ears. Are these like Hall of Fame animals from like movies?
No.
Real life animals.
Real life pets that have done extraordinary things that have gotten them into the Purina Hall of Fame, the Animal Hall of Fame. And I saw an article about this and I was like, there's a Purina Animal Hall of Fame. So of course I go to the website and then I start going down back through the years.
Mm-hmm.
Like I checked out the 2025 inductees and the 2024 and the 20, and I just kept going and kept reading these stories of these incredible dogs. And I'm like, I have to share this. It's so freaking cool. So this is the one that started it all. for me and got me down this Purina Animal Hall of Fame wormhole. In the early hours of July 16th, 2025, around 4:20 a.m., Judy was jolted awake in her basement suite by her blind Great Pyrenees dog, Toaf, who had smelled smoke. If it wasn't for Toaf being so persistent, we wouldn't have gotten up, Judy recalls. Born blind, three-year-old Toaf barked relentlessly until Judy got out of bed and noticed the smell of smoke. Her husband, Chris, immediately sprang into action. He ran upstairs, grabbed a fire extinguisher, only to be hit by a blast of heat and smoke. With no time to spare, Judy and Chris devised a quick escape plan. They climbed onto a dresser and crawled out through the basement window. Chris, a former member of the Canadian Armed Forces in North Bay, helped their husky mix dog, Aya, out first, but Toaf, weighing nearly 100 pounds, needed a different approach. Chris ran to the shed, grabbed a garden hose, fashioned a harness with help from a neighbor, a volunteer firefighter, pulling Toaf to safety out of the basement window. He saved their lives. The blind Pyrenees saved their lives by letting them know there was a fire.
That is pretty damn incredible.
How is a dog more accomplished than me?
Yeah. Oh, just wait. They get better.
Oh, no.
I think I'm thinking about my English bulldog Franny.
I was thinking about my dogs reading this.
We're all burning.
Yep.
Well, the whole house is burning to the ground.
Now Boone's so jittery, but Boone will awaken us some way because that's my little freak out dog. All right. Craig Campbell was going on a routine hike with this Doberman. The Doberman's name? Knight. N-I-G-H-T, not with a K.
Badass.
On May 2nd, 2024 in Alberta, when what began as a peaceful outing turned into a life or death moment. Craig said, we were both staring into the bush, trying to spot the movement we detected. At first, I figured it was likely deer, elk, or moose. Hold on.
Oh, there you go. That feels good.
Yeah, it really did.
I had one of those the other day that it was like 3/4 out of my nose and then went back in. I was so mad.
Oh, when you get robbed?
Oh, so mad.
At first, I figured it was likely deer, elk, or moose, as we encountered them frequently, says the 71-year-old. I was glued to the area and no longer seeing Knight, his dog, when the grizzly exploded out of the forest in a full gallop. Craig says he threw down his walking stick and tried to reach for his bear spray, but quickly realized he wasn't going to get it in time. This is when he thought to himself, I'm going to die. Still eyes on the bear, I saw the Doberman Knight leap in front, crouched and looking savage, said Craig about his now 11-year-old Doberman. Craig said that when Knight came to his rescue, the bear reared up on its hind legs in a frightening display, triggering a tense standoff between dog, man, and grizzly. The moment gave Craig just enough time to retrieve his bear spray, but he didn't end up needing it. The bear fled.
Wow, really?
Knight chased away a freaking grizzly bear in the Canadian mountains.
He was a knight in shining armor, if you will.
No, I was
workshopping that in my head and it didn't come out the way I wanted.
Just don't do that.
He was. And they got pictures of him. He's a beautiful Doberman.
A knight in shining fur, if you will.
Now, this dog... Don't point at the studio door.
You're pointing out as if you haven't already done that to all of us in here. You're like, get out of the studio. We've had this conversation before.
You got to go now. That's how we should do it leading up to the ending day, is one person gets eliminated every day leading up to retirement
like
day.
Like a hangman?
Until it's just Kristen and I in here.
It's Burt Show Survivor. He's going to have that music playing. Woo, woo, woo.
You're grandfathered in. You're good.
Okay. Put everybody's tiki torches out as they leave the studio.
There's only two. It's just me and Cassie.
The other good thing about the Purina Animal Hall of Fame is they have photos, so you get to see like these beautiful dogs. So here's your next one. This dog did CPR. Ready? On a quiet night in October, around 4 a.m., Bear, a Siberian Husky and Golden Retriever mix, abruptly woke his owner, Janice, by jumping on her in bed and howling in her ear. As Janice awoke, she noticed her husband of 35 years, Darren, was not in bed. Following the fast paws of Bear down the stairs, Janice found Darren unconscious in the family room with Bear jumping on his chest. Janice immediately called the paramedics. Darren was rushed to the hospital where doctors discovered that he had suffered a widowmaker heart attack.
Whoa.
Once Darren, a Canadian Armed Forces veteran, awoke in the hospital, doctors noted that before Janice found him, he was likely unconscious for 3 hours. And the jumping bear had performed repeatedly was an effective form of CPR that kept Darren alive.
Yeah. Wow.
I've had people in my house that wouldn't be able to pull that off. Family members.
All right, listen, here's the last one. But there are so many. If you just want to, like, I think I just need this injection of joy and good. And, like, yeah, these are scary situations, but, like, positive endings. It was a beautiful day on August 28th, 2019. This is how far back I went to the inductees. Ken went to the beach situated on Lake Erie with Casey, his beautiful dog, Labrador. She's a chocolate lab. As he does nearly every day to have a swim, he noticed the wind was starting to pick up, so he decided to sit in the shallow water about 6 inches with his back to the water so he could watch Casey on the beach. Out of nowhere, a massive rip wave from an invisible undercurrent overtook Ken and dragged him more than 100 feet into the suddenly violent water. He was thrashing and swallowing water, unable to find his footing or his way to surface. As he struggled, choking on the water and unable to see anything but the thrashing waves, he reached out his hand and grabbed a hold of something. At the time, he wasn't sure what it was, but he knew he needed to hang on. It turned out he had grabbed the handle of the shark life jacket on Casey, his dog. She had swam out 100 feet at lightning speed through the crashing 8-foot waves. Damn. To save her dad. I know! Casey guided Ken back to shore while he hung onto her life jacket. If Casey hadn't swam or jumped into action, there is no way Ken would have made it to the surface, let alone the shore safely. She saved his life.
Damn, that's impressive.
Just thinking about my fat cats at home would have been like, where's our mom? She's supposed to feed us by now.
I'm going to apply for Franny, and the story goes like this.
Yes.
My English bulldog Franny was on the couch.
Yep.
And then she jumped off of it.
Uh-huh.
And then she ate. And then she jumped back on the couch.
Wow.
What if she saves you from a worse fate, though? Being bored during retirement.
That might be... She might. That might get
that
her
might
in.
That might get her in.
That might get her in.
The Burt Show.
Kristen has turned our vent line into something very, very different, I hope.
Well, I mean, the good, the bad, or the ugly, we're going to take it all. We are giving you a platform, and we've had a platform. Burt has had a platform here on the station for 25 years, and so now you have one where you can call up our vent line, and you can share a fond memory of the show. Since everything, the curtain is closing October 24th, you can say goodbye, or you can tell us everything you've always wanted to tell us about how much you hate us.
Yeah, I'd like to stay away from bad and ugly, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, whatever.
That doesn't
here
sell.
We go.
That doesn't sell. We had to go out with some kind of rating, all right?
I will get over it on the 25th, okay. I assure you.
All right, so Tommy, do we have some already lined up? All right, let's hear some of the messages that have come in from Burt Show P1s.
You guys, I cannot tell you how much of an impact you have made on my everyday. I don't know what I'm going to do without you. I've been through 4 or 5 cars since I started listening, and you are the only and first program I put on my radio. I am a true P1. Listening to all the vulnerable moments, all the happy moments, everyone's journeys and lives. There's been things where I haven't been able to verbalize myself how I'm feeling, and you guys always manage to do it. And I share with my family and friends. I'm like, Burt or Kristen or anyone, verbalize this perfectly. Listen to this segment. It's just, you guys have been amazing. It has been such a fun journey. While I'm very sad that it's ending, I know great things are in your future, and I can't wait to see where everybody goes. I love y'all so much.
So I've been wanting to say this for a long time. I started listening way back at the very beginning. I got really angry one time, and I turned the channel, and I didn't listen for 10 more years. I boycotted. But then all the other shows went off the air, and I drove my kids every morning to school, and we started listening to the Burt Show. And my son has now grown up listening to the Burt Show, the silliness, and it's turned out to be a really, really bonding thing for him and I. With that, I forgive Burt for the anger he caused me many, many years ago, and thank him for the last 10 that we've been listening, I guess, with my kids, laughing, complaining, saying how silly we think you all are, but enjoying it nonetheless. So we will miss you all, and wish you all the best.
I love y'all, and I really wanted this to be super nice, but right now I'm pissed. I am sitting in Atlanta traffic. I just moved to only find out that now my 2-hour drive, I will have nothing. Nothing after the 24th. Anyways, set aside. Thank you guys so much. I love y'all. Kristen, I love you. You are one of the coolest people. Abby, girl, I am going to miss hearing your voice every day. It has been so nice to have somebody on the Burt Show who is like closer in age and gets the same thing. Love the rest of y'all. However, I'm still highly pissed that I have to deal with Atlanta traffic without y'all every day. Congrats, Burt.
All right, so I got many, many thoughts here. First of all, when you're calling this line, and it's 404-954-1360?
Yes, that's
is that
correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. I got a couple of thoughts. You don't got to just focus on me. I love that Abby got a call. I love that there were compliments for Kristen. It could be former members of the Burt Show also. That's really what I hope this turns into, is 25 years of celebration. Secondly, I'm dying to know what I said.
I know.
That pissed her off for 10 years. This might be something fun to do later on in the show today. Have people call up and say, you stopped listening because something was said, but then you came back. I would love to know what we said. And the third thing is that, what's the hand signal for?
Katie knows.
Oh, you do? Of what I said to piss her off?
Yeah, she said that there was a segment where you all were talking about a woman, how a woman was training her dog, and she was doing a terrible job at it, and she didn't like how you addressed the woman, and she said that you called her some names that she didn't like.
For 10 years, she checked out for that.
Yep.
Huh? Okay.
Oh.
I must have said some pretty powerful words I used. Words I can't even use on the radio.
It wasn't what your word. It was your tone, Bert.
It was the tone. Okay.
It was your tone. Could be.
I think I would like to do that later on in the show. What did we say? You guys checked out and you're like, ew, there's nothing else on. I'm stuck with them.
She literally goes, everybody else, like all the other radio, all the other morning shows went away. We're her favorite by default.
But literally by default.
And the third thing that I realized in listening to this is I didn't realize that we were this for other people, but like when long-term TV shows go off the air, that like listening to the or watching that last TV show and then realizing it's all over, like Friends comes to mind or Sopranos comes to mind for me also. I don't, for whatever common sense reason, realize that we're going to be that for people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, like you're going to be in your car and you guys are screwed.
Yeah.
but maybe not. Cassie, did you talk to Amy yesterday?
No, I haven't yet. But I know we are working with the lawyers to check out what we can offer.
So we got word back from the lawyers yesterday.
Oh, great.
Saying that he green lit it.
What? Yes.
Yeah. So tell them exactly what we perhaps got green lit yesterday. Green-lighted? So, green-lit.
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 Yeah. Green-litted.
That's more on brand. See, for this show.
The man's now officially out of words and making up new ones.
Now you know why I'm taking off.
So, pending my conversation with Amy to get all the details, because we want to make sure we're buttoned up, but it sounds like come the end of the show, we will be re-releasing episodes from the Burt Show Vault from past years on the same podcast feed you listen to us on every day. So if you're not a podcast subscriber, the app is going away. I do want to tell you that. The app, if you listen in app, that's going away. So you will need to go to Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, search The Burt Show, and you'll continue to be able to walk down memory lane even after The Burt Show ends on October 24th.
So from like going back all the way to the very beginning?
Yes, all the way from the beginning. We're going to have to work with Tommy to rip some audio off the CDs and the VHS tapes in your basement.
Yeah.
But that is the goal. And we're working on something else behind the scenes as well to organize everything from The Burt Show archives in a way that you will be able to access and listen.
Okay, so by the time we're out of here on the 24th, we'll have better details for you. I mean, this literally came down last night.
Yes, better details for you by the time we leave on the October 24th.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Gosh, I hope we get calls on this. If your life was heading one way, right, and you decided to make a change in your life just because you felt like it was in your heart and you had the ability to do that, but you didn't have the cash, Would like to talk to you here in a couple of seconds. 1-855-BIRCHOW. As I'm feeling all philosophical and stuff, and I'm reading through the DMs of people that have been listening to the show for years and years and years.
Bless you. There's something in the studio.
I didn't know could hear that. I was trying to be discreet.
No, it's all good.
discreet. It sounded like a freight train crashing into a wall.
He's in the middle of a sentence. And I just got to sneeze.
This video ended up in my algorithm a whole bunch of different times from James Vanderbeek, who used to be on Dawson's Creek, because he has cancer right now, and he's been taking a look. He's very philosophical also of his entire life.
So I'm in New York City, the city that forged me. And I had a revelation, and I wanted to share it. When I was running around here at 15 years old auditioning, all I wanted to do was to sing on Broadway. That's like why I got into the industry. And then at age 20, I accidentally became a teen idol. And so that plan went out the window. And I had to formulate a new plan and a new career goal. And so reactive 20-year-old me was like, the Matt Damon career. That's what I want. And it's a career that only one guy in the world gets to have, and that's Matt Damon. And so I think in a lot of my like 20s and early 30s, I was beating myself up for not having realized that goal. And then I moved to Texas, I had a family, I did all these beautiful things. But today, I'm in New York City and I got to sing. And it was just rehearsals, practice for something. And I got to be in that flow of creativity with somebody else playing the piano. And I was so emotionally lit up. I was overcome. I almost started to cry. And it just occurred to me how many of us out there are running around trying to accomplish goals that were set by reactive, younger, less wise versions of ourselves. And how much happier would we be if we could just erase those outdated goals, forgive ourselves for not meeting that bar, and just go to something that lights us up, that has always lit us up, that has always been a passion. How much happier would we be, and how much good could come from that? I mean, I was singing today, and I was not in pain for the first time in like 4 days. It's been a rough week, I'll be honest with you, but that passion cured it, at least temporarily. Anyway. Happy dreaming, happy goal setting, everybody.
Thanks, James. I'm now going to shift my goal to sitting on a yacht in the south of France.
Ooh, add in like with a glass of rosé. It's my goal.
Here's the thing. And again, this is coming from a guy that has cancer, so you have a very different perspective on life. But in listening to him and reading the DMs, and I hope I communicate this right, and I hope this isn't disrespectful, I think James Vanderbeek has the financial safety net to be able to do what he wants now, so he can be philosophical about it and he can make those life changes. As I'm reading through a lot of the DMs that I'm getting about taking off, there's been a large amount of them living with this, I don't want to say jealousy, but this want to really do with their life what they want to do, like I am doing now, but not being able to do it. I'm in a position now where financially I can make this very bold decision, you know. I have the financial safety net, and that's because I had to build it up over the last 10 years. I'll be honest with you. I lost just about everything in a divorce. Had I been married this whole time, this probably would have happened 5 years ago. But because I have really good business advisors and my business manager, Amy's on my ass whenever I spend an extra penny, I've been able to do this. But here's what I want to ask you guys, and maybe there are others out there that can help be helped by your journey. If you didn't have the financial safety net, but you just felt like you weren't doing with your life what you wanted, and you took the leap anyway, is this even possible? I'm wondering. 1-855-BIRCHOW. I think idealistically, I've got so many thoughts going through my mind. There's just been such an overload of DMs, and the overall feeling I'm picking up is people aren't living the lives that they really want to do. They might have chosen them, like James Vanderbeek said here, when they were younger, and now they're older and they're in a different life cycle, and they feel stuck. And I've always said nobody is stuck. But yeah, you know what? I think that's wrong. Some people are stuck. Mm-hmm. There are financial boundaries. There are family obligations. So I guess what I'm asking is, for those that feel stuck, is there anybody that could give them hope going, you know what? I didn't have the cash to do it. I was just so miserable, or I just felt like I wasn't living my life the way I wanted to, that I went for it. And maybe there's somebody listening today going, okay, maybe I can do this. And I'm hoping we get a call or two. So what were you doing before, the risk that you took, and where you at now? 1-855-BIRCHSHOW.
I was just talking to my friend Dara Brewstein. She's a business strategist, about this the other day. She had posted a video about what outdated identities do you have that are holding you back. And I think sometimes when we look at this too, it's like an all or nothing mentality. Like, I've realized lately, it's been a theme in my life, living my life based on the expectations other people had for me, or what they wanted from me. And now I'm finally getting to a place where I'm going to live it for me. And I do think the financial piece and the safety net is a big part of it, but it's not all of it. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. And you can sort of be like, she talks about how she wasn't the athletic girl, she never worked out, and that identity held her back from getting into the gym because she has sold herself on the fact that this is who I am. And you can break out of those molds. So even if you can't abandon your job and take the leap, there are, I think, things we've told ourselves about ourselves that keep us in a box. And if you can start rewriting those, you can start laying the groundwork to that path to get you to your dream.
I love that. And I hadn't thought of that, because this is the way that my mind works, is all or nothing. So it's like, okay, I'm going to do radio or I'm not going to do radio, you know? But you raise a really interesting point, that you don't have to give everything up on a Tuesday and start all over on a Wednesday. You can gradually do that.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't thought of that. I guess that's a pretty good option.
Yeah.
she's all about designing the life you actually want to live.
Yeah, right.
And I think, like, for me, it's been seeding. Like, sure, I can't move to the wilderness in Canada and start like a hobby farm like I want to, but I can do a garden bed. Is it the same thing? Hell no. But is it going to bring me some joy and get me one step further to figuring out, is that something I actually really want to pour my time into? Yes. So what small changes can you make? You can look at James Vanderbeek talking about his past self and be like, hey, am I ascribing to what my 20-year-old self wanted for my dreams? Have I checked in with myself lately and updated it? I think there are small things you can do too.
Oh, thank God we're getting calls of joy. Hey, Kat, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. So good to be here. I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you. I'm so glad you called, because I would really like the amount of DMs I'm getting, or the statistics show you that most people are really not happy with their life. They'd rather be doing something else.
Yeah.
You decided to do something about it.
100%. That was me. I was a teacher, and don't get me wrong, I loved my students, but I just knew in my heart that I wasn't passionate about it. And so I took the leap. And I left my teaching job. I officially resigned in February. I finished out the year, and then I had the summer, because, you know, our paychecks get spread through the summer so we don't go broke. But I had the summer kind of to take the time. But after that, I had no backup. And I really had discovered a passion for event planning. And so I took a class at Emory. I furthered my knowledge. And just really pursued where I wanted to go. And I applied so many different places. I mean, I understand it is so hard, because I've been there, and it definitely feels hopeless. But eventually I did find a role in marketing for a tech solutions company. And I planned the events for that company, for our customers and partners. And I truly could not be happier. Like, I say it every day, like, I'm truly living a dream, and it is possible. For those of you that want to take the leap, I definitely felt where you are, and it's possible for sure, because I didn't think it was for me. I left with no plans whatsoever.
Okay, thank you. I'm a big fan of, like, the universe. I don't believe in coincidences. There's somebody in their car that heard that or going to hear these calls go, you know what?
Yep.
Today's the day. Hey, Katie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank you for calling. Appreciate you.
So I went the opposite way as your last caller. I got into teaching. I was waiting tables and was just absolutely miserable, and started volunteering at daughter's school. Went back to school, got my degree, started teaching, and was able to pay off my loans through teacher loan forgiveness.
And since then have been able to, through Cobb County, pursue additional degrees for free through that Georgia's Best program. Woohoo! Go Cobb County. And here I am, teacher of the year at my school, and I am absolutely loving my job and loving my life.
Congratulations. Oh, that's awesome.
God, you can almost hear like the joy and happiness in your voice.
I'm on my way to school, and I am happy every morning going to work.
I love that.
I love that for you, too.
How many people can say that, that you're happy every day going to work?
At least one.
That's it.
In Cobb County.
In Cobb County.
So Natalia, at least from the outside looking in, was in the industry that everybody wants to be, and she left it, man. Hey, Natalia.
How's it going?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, so I was working in the film industry for 4 years as a production assistant, which is a very, very hard job to do. It looks really fun on the outside, but there is a lot that goes in it. And it was just really, really tolling on my mental and physical. And we had a writer's strike that happened that was really hard on everybody. And so I picked up a coffee shop job, a barista job, and I fell in love with that. And I had this new kind of dream to have my own coffee shop one day. And now I'm 1 year into my very own coffee business, Twin Fins Coffee. And it's a mobile coffee cart right now, but I have some future plans. Open up a brick and mortar, and it's just been like the most incredible journey. But the whole point is, like, I did not have the financial means to be doing all that, but I did it anyways.
I love that. If you have time, why don't you come on in here with your coffee tomorrow? We'll give you a nice little commercial on the radio just for giving us coffee, give you a plug.
Hey, I would love that. Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Well, thank you. Thanks for showing. That takes a lot of courage right there.
Yes, it does.
I mean, a lot of courage. We'll see you tomorrow. Okay, hold on 1 second. Here is Tara. Hey, Tara, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Not much. Just driving to work. But I want to tell y'all a little shout out to my husband. So many years ago, my husband was a network administrator, and he got laid off after 9/11 and, you know, when all the tech businesses and stuff were going down, and had an opportunity to continue in that same line of work, or had an opportunity to work with his father, who owned a hydraulics business that he had grown up with and everything else. So huge pay cut to go work in this little small business with his dad. Talked about it. It was right before we had gotten married. And I said, you know, follow your heart, whatever you want to do, we can make it work. And he did. And that allowed him, a couple of years later, his father had a few minor strokes, but that choice that was not financial based allowed him to take care of his father after the stroke. He took him to work with him in the business that his dad built every single day. Had lunch with him every single day until the day he passed away.
Wow.
And so the fulfillment that my husband got from that, and during that whole time, we had 2 children. My husband actually just sold his business this past year, and is kind of going, you know, kind of seeing where he wants to be now. But it allowed us to do all of that. And like today, I became a mom 21 years ago today. Shout out to my Colson.
Aw, happy birthday.
One today. But yeah, but because we went on a path that was scary. I mean, like, we didn't have the financial means. I wanted to stay at home with my kids. But because we weren't solely financial based, I mean, yeah, there were times that it was rough. Let me just tell you right now. But it always worked out.
I appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
And one last call here because it has 4 stars on it. And that means it's a good call. Hey, Mally, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Bert, you said that this isn't a coincidence. You don't believe in that there's somebody out there listening and this call or this bit is for them. I agree with you. And I just wanted to call and let you know that this bit was for me. I work in commercial real estate. I've been in real estate for 15 years. And I'm a newish mom to a 2-year-old, almost 3-year-old. And I bring him to indoor playgrounds all the time, and my dream is to open an indoor playground, which is the total pivot. And I've been, like, praying for God to, like, smack me in the face with the answer of what I should do, and then I get in the car, and this is the first thing I hear this morning.
Yes, the Burt Show is the tool of God.
You're a vessel, if you will. Yes. Smacking people up in the face with our words.
Yeah, Mally, I really do believe that the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, has a way. And if you just happen to be in the car when we were talking about this, and this is the final push, this was your sign, I am so happy that we did it today.
It's my sign, guys. I just need to, like, figure out my life, I guess.
Well, good luck with it. I would say keep us posted, but we're leaving on October 24th.
I know.
Good luck having the courage to do it, okay?
Yes, thank you, guys.
All right, take care. That feels good.
It does. Mm-hmm. She's the one, that was the one who, even if it's just one, that was the one that needed to hear the message.
I know we're kind of going long here, but it seems appropriate to play this one clip that I absolutely love every time we play it, and it's that Steve Harvey clip when he's talking about taking the leap and not being afraid. It just seems appropriate today.
I'm going to tell you something that every successful person has to do, including you. Believe it or not, every successful person in this world has jumped. I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. You are going to have to jump. You cannot just exist in this life. You have got to try to live. If you are waking up thinking that there's got to be more to your life than it is, man, believe that it is. Believe in your heart of hearts that it is. But to get to that life, you're going to have to jump. When you see people in life, when you're standing on the cliff of life and you see people soaring by, going to exotic places, you hear about them doing wonderful things. Maybe you look up the street and your neighbor just gets a car every year, every 2 years. You know, how is he doing that? Maybe this person right here has identified their gift and is living in their gift. I know a lot of people got degrees, man, and they ain't even using them. But the only way for you to soar is you got to jump. You got to take that gift that's packed away on your back. You got to jump off that cliff and pull that cord. That gift opens up and provides the soar. If you don't ever use it, you're going to just go to work. And if you're getting up going to work on a job every day that you hate going to, that ain't living, man. You just existed. At one point in time, you ought to see what living's like. But the only way to see what living like, you got to jump. And here's the problem. When you first jump, your parachute will not open right away. I wish I could tell you it did, but it don't. You're going to hit them rocks. You're going to get some skin tore off on them cliffs. You're going to get all your clothes tore off. You're going to get some cuts on you. You're going to be bleeding pretty bad. But eventually, the parachute has to open. Now, you can play it safe and deal without the cuts and the tears. And you can stand on that cliff of life forever safe. If I were you, I would jump. Because that's the only way to get to that abundant life. You got to jump, man. You got to take a chance. Now, when I get through talking, there are those of you who discuss this in the car. Well, I got bills. And I got bills. Whether you stay on the cliff or you jump, you're going to have bills. Well, if I quit my job, I'm going to ruin my credit. If you got a job, you're living check to check. Even if you got A1 credit, you can't buy nothing else no damn way. Do yourself a favor, man. Before you leave this world, before you die, jump. Just jump one time.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.